拜拜拜。来请问您，你那里是否是否你也没有的大哥是那个大哥是那个 which I think in the days after you were promised the flag bringing an honor of Khafar has even more significant as an Indian discussions because when it comes to a day like Khafar I was sitting in Fabrengi so it's my mission to give this a plot it's my Zali Bechai, my Fu Bechai in other words that the Rebbe is the one who would Fabreng Khafar as Darachem to his father the earth is his father so he made a Fabrengi it's interesting to note I don't know how many Rebbe Yossel Gaon will tell us straight away what days in the weekdays did the Rebbe Fabreng every single time during the Nesis one of those days, and I don't even know if there's another day the Stamas, Yudbeis Tammuz yeah, Yudbeis Tammuz, but besides Yudbeis Tammuz and Chafav, I don't know if there's another day in the weekdays what else was in Yud, Tavshin Yud Yudbeis Tammuz, there was no Yud Tavshin yet there was no Yud Shabbat Tavshin Yud there was no Yud Shabbat, there was no Yud Tavshin Yud so the Meiler, from Tavshin Yud which day was the day which the Rebbe Fabreng every single year the Nesis Chafav even Tavshin Yud before the Rebbe was Mekabel the Nesis officially he made a Fabreng and a Chafav so you see that if the Rebbe went out of his way even in Tavshin Yud which before he was Mekabel the Nesis and he was Fabreng and a Chafav on a weekday so you see that it's Mamish and Meir the Kameir the Gezach of the Rebbe because before Tavshin Yud I don't know if the Rebbe ever Fabreng Chafav the Akaponis with Tavshin Yud invited every single year Chafav the Rebbe Fabreng so when it's a matter of after Gimel Tammuz I was sitting in Fabreng and Chafav so there's no question about it the Lee Shum Shaila that the Rebbe had Shtakana and the Rebbe is made of Rachm Rab Mazi Allah is sitting there by the Fabrengian and this is Geir Masimcha She'en Kamei of the Gemas in him to compensate there's no question about it I remember Ben Avivi Stam, interesting thing. Ben Avivi Al Rashalam, he was the one who founded OK Laboratories. So in the late 70s, in the early 70s, like he was from the only people that would go to Russia. Somehow, he had permission. And he would come back and he would tell lots of stories. And he took films also when he was there. So I remember one time he was saying that when he came back from Russia, he used to show films. The films that he took, you know, the old-fashioned film, the real, whatever, that's what he used to take when he was in Russia. And when he came back from Russia, he'd go to Yeshiva to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would want to hear every single part that he ever visited. And it used to take him a couple of times to tell the Rebbe everything about the whole truth. I think he went a couple of times, Matzah Shabbos, even to the Rebbe's house, and the Rebbe and the Rebbe to both show the films. Anyways, one thing I remember was with Emstag, the Newman, I don't remember the details, but I remember he was once speaking and he was saying that he went to where the Rebbe's father's buried in Almaty and in Kazakhstan, yeah? And he filmed the scene over there. And when that part came on the film, so the Rebbe would stand. He would get up and he would stand the whole time and he had like an unbelievable serious look on his face. So we see that the Indian is mamash. Very, very choshev to the Rebbe. There's a word that they say, there's three mischoys to this word. One nusach is that the Rebbe Rashab said that he has three chassidim. Another nusach is that the Rebbe Rashab said that he has three rabbonim. And the other nusach is that the Rebbe Rashab said that he has three ge'enim. And these three people, one was a Bzal Mishnesen, who was a big mekubel. There was a Baki in Kabbalah and a chassidim. And the other one was a Mendel Chaim. Who was a big guy in a Nigla. And the third one was the Rebbe's father, who was a big guy in a Sai in Nigla, a Sai in Kabbalah, a Sai in Chassid. I think if you could say the greatest, the Mizak, phrase is not a good word, if you want to say the highest Maila, concerning the Rebbe's father, and this also the friend by the speech, because he's conducting the Alan Yanin, that in the Maimonim of Vasili Dani, it's well known, starting from the first Maimon in Tavshin Yud Aleph, that the Rebbe brought down all the Rabbein. And in the Chalm is up, that if the Sefer is brought down in Chassidus, then it's kosher. So if you want to know, if a name in the Melech, I mean, if it wasn't brought down in Chassidus, it's not Dafkir. So if it's brought down in Beis, Ein Mol, Tzei Mol, Neim in the Melech, oh! That's the biggest thing, that's the Chabad is Yechidus of the Tere, that's the Ramas Lamite, and if Yechidus of the Tere, Ashwet Arab is like, Takli Yachre, oh! That proves that it's true, you understand? Kofar is not there, we don't know if it's 100% Mamish, Ein Mol, but if it's brought down in Chabad Chassidus, Ein Mol, Tzei Mol, so that's the Chlau. The Befarad, you know that the Rebbe in the Maimon of Basel Ligani, the Rebbe said Chishtem, of a word from Alish and Rabbein. The Rebbe would bring down a statement that tell you from all the Rabbein. But in the later years, I don't know which year the Rebbe started, the Rebbe would also bring down a tell you from his father in the Maimon of Basel Ligani. So, we're talking over here in Nishu Zich Chishtem Yal and Yalim. You have to ask somebody who understands in Tzadikim. But if the Rebbe brings down in the Maimon of Basel Ligani, a tale from his father, so we're talking over here near Rebbe status. Rebbe, Mishnasi, but we're talking about near Rebbe status, whatever that means. It's a high feeling of Shabbat over here, and he talked about Michigan and he said, that's Rebbe stuff, that's Nasi stuff. So if the Rebbe could bring down his father in the mind of Basi Lugani, in the same way that he brought down all the Rebbeim, so we're talking about a man in Nile and Beyesha. Last but not least, you will know that the Rebbe Mashabbos Fadengi, the Rebbe would say Sikha Rashi, the Rebbe would say Sikha Rambam, if we was after Rambam, and Pirkei Avos, who was doing some of Pirkei Avos. And also, once the Rebbe's Torah was printed, the Rebbe's father's Torah was printed, the Rebbe started praying a Sikha on the Haaretz of the Rebbe's father on Zeh. So that also shows how the Ilyu was negated to the Rebbe. Just recently I saw Haaretz, I must have forgot about it because I must have seen it before, but this is Zichem Mamash Ha'ol from Rebbe. In Tavshin Nun, I think the Pasha Zeike, the Rebbe brings down over there, the Santa Vod is talking about how the whole world that the Rebbe Tzedek Aliyah, that being in a bad matzah, we have to see how it comes to good, etc. And he speaks about the Torah that his father wrote, that it was Be'ikir, Fa'andere, Tzimazakir, Va'andere, Medigainis, Medichadish, etc., etc. And the bottom, he writes Ha'ol, and it's the God Pella, that all from the order and writes Alfei Gilgamesh with an exclamation. Now, who could write that? From Alfei Gilgamesh, that is what they wrote, that thousands of pages, thousands of notebooks, whatever, that the Rebbe's father wrote in Torah, only the Torah that he wrote while he was in Golos has reached us. Le'isah to the Rebbe. About the punning, so we're talking about Genesis Christ. If the Rebbe should say that from the Alfei Gilgamesh, in the thousands of Chiddush Torah pages that the Rebbe's father wrote, after the ones that he wrote in Golos came to light and was revealed to us, in other words, the Rebbe's trying to say that after the Yerizah comes to that many Gimelim, but the rest of the Torah that he wrote, Akisa Rabbana Shalei, we don't have anything left to say. So after the from all of us, we see the meeting between Yanis and Adlevik, so we may learn Medaf, Arish Tam, if he had the Zacha, you know, we look at the connected to Pasha Shavuot, like the Rebbe always brings to our Rebbe, I'm that Rebbe with the tribe. The Chavrengen is also connected to the Yotzer of my father, whose Yotzer is Yutes of the Rebish, the Tatehelfa, and the Shom is the Omen Aliyah. Tatehelfa, the Shom is the Omen Aliyah, and that now it's good. To Ali Yidin Bechlau, of Hazanakim, the Befrat, the Chaim, the Chaim, and Avram, David, the Rebish, the Omen Aliyah, and the Shom. The Tatehelfa, the Chavrengen, Kiruchem, Kenesh Baal Chochol, so Mele, the Chaim, the Chaim, אז הרב יצחק דוד, יבוא בחיים תאי, מרב יצחק דוד בירד, מיוחד רוחו, זה רב מרפור שלי מתאי כפמיד, מה משפטאי ואני לא ואני זה, חיים. Also usually, you mention this many other times, it's really a chazaka. Also the Yim and Edes, of one of our group on the back, he's not here right now, but Mestam is going to come here soon. Zachar and Edes, Shalei Befana. So it's also the Yim and Edes. It's also the Yim and Edes of Rabbi Yitzchak Machin, who's named after the Rebbe's father, whose name and letters is Chafav, and all the Rebbe's Taka Elf, and Shabbat Shabbat, Brach, Vat, Tocha, Betev, and Rebbe, and Iglin, and all his Dainan, and Yen, and Nechaim, which is the first thing that Tichon Chafal, he says that the only place where he found Lashon, Esh and Ohav, Chafal, and Shas, is over there, which speaks about the story of the Dover of Eitzim to the base of English. But on the bottom, there's a Ha'or over there, it says he also found in a certain Sefer, that from Essen, Behov, and Beite, people already mocked an Eden. Hatzalos Nidol. Even though he said it's not the Mini Chabad, but he saw it brought down a Svaram that already from Chof Ov, Hibchinon Hatzalos Nidol for Rosh Hashanah. That's what he writes over there. And another place he brings down, that Aboy Miyim, paid the Mitzvah of Lad, 40 days before the child was born, it says that it's called out, what the child is going to be, a male or a female. So the Rebbe in Ha'ara says that Aboyim Yehim Kedim Yitzirus of Lad is Yitzirus Odom Elishim. The Lad goes to the first man, the original man. The first man is Odom Elishim, who is known as Rosh Hashanah. So Aboyim Yehim Kedim Yitzirus of Lad is Chofof. So it means that there's another Yemin in Chofof that to say it's Shanon, the Achan of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rebbe also connects it with the Rashi Tevis that he brings down from Shalom that Chedesh Av is Ayin, Bavu Ayin, and Ayin, Rashi Tevis, Elu, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rab. So you already see that in the Chedesh Ayin, in the Bavu Ayin, which is Chedesh Av, so you already have the Ayin, Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rab. Elu, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rab, and starts from now before. So maybe we also have to connect the Alein Yonim to Chafav. Even though it's only in the evening, usually we don't talk to the Bachan straight away about Kapanim, so the Bachan Yeshiva Gedele, I think we're starting out the last month of the year, Tafshin Sama, and people have been here already for a while, so it's time to finally grow up, and we're holding in the last stretch of the race, so you say, especially for those people that are leaving the Mitzvah Shem to Yerushalayim HaKadosh Tishrei time, but even for those that are going to never have to remain in Golos Estrayi to Shabbat time, still there's an equidah of we're coming to the last stretch, we survived this year. I know about the Bracha, you know, they had the calendars 24 days left, 23 days left, they counted every single minute, the chula, they ripped off the calendar, they push it like a kid, you're swimming the turn, you know, they had the chalk and they make whatever it is, yeah? So we made it. We've been down this path many times before, and we've been through a lot of experiences, the highs and the lows, the good and the bad, you know what I'm saying? So now, we got to know each other, we're good, and we have to start coming to a judgment of what's going on, what have we accomplished, and where are we heading, and it's enough time that we should be able to assess the situation properly. So the mayor, that's the stick of Chabab is all about. The Sikha Khil Dawid and the Sufis, I remember doing the Sikha like 20 years ago. I didn't understand 50% of the Sikha over there. It's a very, very typical Sikha. And the Sufis of Khil Dawid Pashas, the A. The A. The Sikha over there speaks about Tchila. There's a couple of horrors over there. It's left to fail us. If somebody could explain it to me today, I'd be very grateful. Guys, my mom is telling me still one word over there. I could tell them they took the Nakuda of the Sikha, the Pashas of the Sikha, and they put it into the Mayan Chai. And the role of the Sikha word, which is very unusual, but it's a major word. I'll soon get to that. First, the Nakudu of the Rebbe says in the Sikha is, the Pasuk says, the Eya Neichi Neichi Nefnecha Mayoim as Abracha Vesakova. Eisha Ben is talking to the Yidin and is telling him what Hashem is saying, in other words, and I'm giving you today, look, see, I'm giving you today the blessing and the curse. So the Rebbe asks the Sikha, why does it say the Eya? But, and it would be a different total Russian, it would be, think about it, learn it, study it, see. Why does it say see, doctor? And then the Rebbe also, the main question over there is, how do they say Yeah, Nechin Nechin. Nechin, we know, is a Lashon Matana. It's a gift, it's a present. And if you're talking also about the Kola, what kind of gift, what kind of present it is? And Nechin, it also says, it's called a Nechin, Ba'in Yopha Nechin. Nechin means that it gives you a good eye. It's a good thing. And over here it also mentions the meaning of Kola. So here the Rebbe comes again, and he says about Mestama B'Pashtus, Mestama B'Pashtus. In the first year, I could speak about it, even though not after the first of Shad, but Akapana, I'm sure the Mephoshim speak about it, the Daniel Mephoshim, I don't get a chance to listen to it yet. Akapana, so the Rebbe talks that over here, the Abish is giving Pechir. The A, you're talking about Pechir and Choshes. That the Abish is giving the Yidin Pechir and Choshes. He's telling the person here, there's the Bracha and there's the Klova. And it's in your hands to decide what's it going to be. What's the choice going to be? We're talking about free will, and we're talking about choices, and the question is, what's it going to be, mate? That's the question. Bring the nation with me, come here, Mr. Brocha. Here, nation, nation, with me, come here, Mr. Brocha, Mr. Klova. We're talking about the choices, there's a Brocha, there's a Klova, and you have to make the choice. So the Rebbe explains that this is the reason why it says nation, because he explains that particularly the whole meaning of Klova, the whole union of the curse, in other words, evil, is in order that the person should reach a higher level. That's the whole reason why there's that in the world. As we spoke in the Shul, we spoke in the end of Peri Tes, he brings on the Moshe, the Zayner, Shebezer HaKadosh, he spoke about them by Adichas, and that Sikha the Rebbe says, Mam, is the same Nekudah. That says the whole union of evil is not really evil. The whole union of evil is really just indirect good, just that there should be a contest, just that there should be a competition. Just that there should be a challenge. So in other words, that the person should rise above the challenge and come to a higher level. So therefore, it's taken nation. It's taken really good. And it's taken kol nation by yofa nation. And the kol is really bracha, but an indirect bracha. In a lashon of a kol, but it's really a bracha. He's giving us free choice. And why is it free choice? That the person should be able to reach the highest levels. That's the nekuda. That's why Taka says the A, for the Shema Ketayich. The A means that you take a look closely. You can't just study, you have to take a look. The A is a strong notion like his tacos. You have to look deeply into it. You have to stare at it. You have to really look deeply into it. If you look deeply into the Klala, you see that the Klala is also brought. And the main equivalent that I was bringing on is the idea of a choice. And through opposition, through adversary, you come higher. Through adversity, you reach higher. But then in the end, he says another point. He finishes up the Sikha. Why is this parsha read in the week of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah to Mel itself? Which is a second point. It's such a Yishmak of words, it's unbelievable. The Rebbe says over there, the reason why parshas were eight, the idea of the free choice, that this bracha kol is written in a week, in a time which is connected to Chodesh Elul. Because Chodesh Elul is a massive time of Gilui Likus. Chodesh Elul is Niftach Hashanah Shemayim. It's made of Yudgim Midas Harachamim. So a person has to know that even when it's made of Gilui Likus, there's still an Indian of Kol. There's still an Indian of evil. And there's still an Indian where it boils down to you. It's your choice. So, no, how are the devices? If you give me Sadachamim, it's Melech Basadah. I mean, no, the Alamaisis. Oh, so that's it. So you can think to yourself, Melech, it's finished. It's over. I won. I can lay back, rest on my laurels, take it easy, because if you give me Sadachamim, it's Melech Basadah, it's Mamish, it's going to be Mamish, smooth sailing. Not worried. So therefore, comes again, Pasha for the A, then Chedesh El, the Shabbos of Rabbi Chedesh El, and he tells you, you know what, hello, there's still Kola, there's still the Matthias of the Menagin, and it's up to you. That's unusual enough in the Rebbe. Usually we think, oh, positive, 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 and we don't emphasize the Likud that even if there's no Yin of the course, there's still an Yin of a Menagin, and that it's going to be in your hands, what's going to happen? That goes back to the vote we spoke many times. I always tell the shluchim, Chavya, it's a hard for the shluchim to say, you understand? Some people that think they became a shluchim, the Rebbe. I'm not talking to them in particular. Soon I'm happy with him, great with him. But I know a Goldberg knows me from way back, so he knows that I'm in a good spirit, the chulim. Anyway, after telling him, so I always tell the shluchim, you know, they think before the shluchim, I've had 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 the shlu and you think to yourself, yeah, we graduated, I finally reached the ultimate. I'm a shliach, I'm a holy man. Attack it! So you have to know that it's hard for the shliach, he's right there. I'm not even in the seat next to you. He's in you! He also is the shliach. So therefore, you have to know, I feel as a man, you give me the rachamim, as a chay the shalom, it's not about the klava. This is the menagin. This is the condition of man. You understand? The condition of man is that we're always going to have the area, nechim, 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 alech, as a bracha, as a chlova, we're talking to you, and the question is, what are you going to do about it? It can be in kippah by nila, and you can have machshava zara. I'm telling you. I'm talking with spirit. And you think to yourself, how can I be such a disgusting queen and have machshava zara and kippah by nila? How about Jesus with cheese? Why? Because we're humans. Why? It's in my partner. So that we should reach higher levels. Thank you very much. But that's the Matthias. So the Demetrian saying the Kudus. Number one is in the Kudal. By this time, three choices. And the second Kudus is that no matter what, no matter where you reach, no matter what level you're going to reach, those that are Williams on the dime, you never finish the job. There's always going to be a Matthias of Kudal. There's always going to be a Matthias of a Menagit, so that you should reach higher levels for your own good. Of Akatonim, there's always going to be a Menagit, and the whole point is, what are you going to do about it? So the first liquid is, especially Shachas to Bochum. And we heard it a million times, and we spoke about it a million times. And going back to when the Kaski spoke about the Fablengin, we made it to what he was speaking about. He was speaking. And somebody else was sitting next to me, Amar. Was sitting next to me, Father Amar. And I have to tell him, Stam, you know, the grass is always green on the other side. Whatever I meant. I have to tell him that word. That was in the early evening when he was suffering. A couple of hours later, I was ready to leave. It was very close to 2:30. I walked to the other side of the town. I was sitting with the next stop was after that. I moved down over there. And then, he started one of his talks and he started saying, you know what? There's a special clip of that Bochum. It's called Klippas, the grass and greener on the other side. And he didn't hear what I said to Amar. He just happened to say, so the number of Rosh Bechatzot is that I hear him say those words after I said it to Amar. What did he say? He said there's a Klippas, the grass and greener on the other side of Bochum. This Bochum says, if I would only been in Bnei Brak this year, then I would learn. And if I would have been in only Tater this year, I would have been in Tater this year. And if I had been in more time, oh, that doesn't really care about you, and everything's in one building, whatever. So he was talking about this idea, I find the clip out the grass and greener on the other side. And he comes up with Gukowski, he brought out the point. And Gukowski brought out the point. But the Bach has to know if you're in this place, in this part of the world, in this yeshiva, with this chavedim, with this anola, whatever the situation is. So the Zagraha practice, and since it's Zagraha practice, it happens in China, and this is your job, this is your shlichus, this is your mission, just get on with the job, do what you have to do, deliver the goods, and that's it. And now stop looking for excuses. If I'd be here, and I'd be there, and I'd be there, since you're over here, that means this is what you have to do, and do it in the best way possible. So stop, Mechmein, there's no question about it. This is Mamish Emmet Amit. You're shooting a clipper. The family is all connected with an equipment that no one wants to change. There's a certain nature, which is called, I forgot what it's called, inertia. Inertia is very deep rooted in every single person. I heard a good thing, Shmack and Taich recently, that Emel Chayis and Mamata, Shemel Mazel, the Naila, Makabe, the Emel Gideo, Emel Shmack and Taich. And what that means is that אין לך איזה מומטה שאין למדו המכה ביום לגדל כי אז הישר יש מומטה תחו שמייס לגדל מה? לא, change, do something, move אם דוד לא אמרת לו המכה ביום לגדל כי תחו יודו מונו מובק מו זה ישמעת לא, אבל אתה רגיל לי he has been beaten and seen that move, grow and then he grows Akupon, it's a different phenomenon, we'll talk about another time. But Akupon, so, as I get, the fact that the Bokhir in the eyes, this time, Yenna time, Nocha time, Nocha time, and it's so stupid to have to say it again, because it seems like, oh, I want to eat well, it's very easy for me to say, you know what, I can do whatever I want, but it's your life, and it's in your hands. You want to be messed up forever? Just keep on doing what you're doing. It's easy for me to say it. It's not easy for me to say it. But what I tell you is the truth. I'm smiling. I see you go down the drain, and I'm smiling. But it's your life. Do something about it. And then the good news, it's not true, what can we say? This will not change. This will not change. Whether you're 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, this will not change. The only one that's going to help you is yourself. That's what I tell you. This will not change. ואי עניך עניך נותניך מיימת הברכה ותקורו ואי בשתמר משום לדעת ותלקח בלי גבול כי זה שער הרחק לבני שמיים חוץ מי שמיים he's so much בלי גבול that he gave you independence it's crazy and believe me he's very scared he's very scared maybe he made a mistake ואת חרות אף נשמעם זה אין תוק ומוס את תאית שלא לפה מסתר את המאגד and that's what's passion when it says מה השם הלקחה, כשר ממחכים, לירס השם הלקחה אלו דין זדן, אמרו לבא של איגניס למגד, זה פתאיץ, what does it mean, מה השם הלקחה, שר ממחכים, לירס השם הלקחה what did they wish to want from you? They wish to want from you that you should have חסיספיר מה השם הלקחה, שר ממחכים, only but לירס השם that you should have the same fear that Hashem has. Not that you should have fear of Hashem, but that you should have the same fear that he has. What's his fear? Where the Maggid puts it is the famous marshal from the father of the kid, where the kid was once going barefoot. And he stepped on thorns, and the thorns got in his skin, and the father, as the Nebach, takes some scissors and some knives, you love those fathers that say, believe me, son, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. You understand? But that's the way it's back here. So the father, he hurts the father very much. And the father never has to take the scissors and take the knives. And he says, believe me, son, it's going to hurt you more than it hurts me. And he starts cutting. And the kid is screaming and he's holding him down, unfortunately. He doesn't ignore the cries. And he cuts and he takes out and he slits knives and whatever. Anyways, when the kid calms down and tells the kid, listen, you should know, you should be very careful, you shouldn't walk around barefoot. You know why? Because if you walk around barefoot again, I'm going to have to take out these, you see? That's what I'm going to have to do. And he shows him the big scissors and the knives. So the Hashem, the Maggid says, the father knows that the cutting, the surgical procedure, that's part of the solution. That's a refuah. Because the foot can get affected and poisoned, and the whole life is in danger. You might have to amputate, who knows what. So what is the father scared of? The father's scared not of the scissors, the father's scared of the thorn. That the kid might step in the thorn again. And the thorn is the problem, not the solution. My shaking the scissors is the solution. But because the kid is a kid and he does understand, hey, don't walk around barefoot because he might step in the thorn. He doesn't care, he likes thorns. And I love those kids that wear brand new shoes. They have to run in the puddles with the mud. Because you understand, it's fun. What's the fun? I don't know. Take a brand new pair of shoes and trample in the mud. You understand what I'm doing? But that's his fun. So he likes playing in thorns. So the thorns don't bother him. So therefore the father can't tell him to walk around, not to walk around barefoot. Because he's going to step in the thorn. And you have to tell him, be scared of the knives. Be scared of the scissors. But the emissary is what's the real problem? The thorn itself. So the Maggid says the same thing over here. What are we scared of? We're scared of punishment. We're scared that if we do the wrong thing, we're going to get punished by Hashem. But what's the real problem? The punishment is kapara. That's part of the solution. That's the real problem. The real problem is the thorn, the chet itself, the avein itself. That's the problem. And a person becomes nifet marakus. And because we're mature, because we're childish, so therefore we have to be called about punishment. So what is they? What is they? Just the word that makes it. I'm going to say, Ma Hashem Elokecha she'eni imach kiyim liyiras Hashem Elokecha. That we should have the same fear that Hashem has. We shouldn't be fearful from the punishment. We should be fearful from the avein itself. That if we do an avein, we get separated from the Eidishter. That means that we grew up. That means that we came mature. I get it over here. After somebody wants to start Yishus Chachma Yiras Hashem, what does it mean? Yishus Chachma Yiras Hashem. That the first inyan of Chachma is that you should have Yiras Hashem. That you should have the same fear that Hashem has. In other words, that you realize the situation that we're in. And if the Eibush to give us free choice, who knows what could happen? We might make the wrong choice. That's Yiras Hashem. We might have to show him, do an Aveda. Like a father that sends off his kid and lets him go away to learn the yeshiva overseas. And he's not under his supervision, he gives him a bit of freedom. And always worried that with that freedom, who knows? Hopefully it's all turned out good. So Melod Azei. The Nekuda is, אני אהיה אני חינית מפניך מהיים את הברוך ושך כבר לא בואו מיים בפול עוד שנה that's the first step we have to know that we're given choices and then top that and then we have to make the right choice the amazing thing you might not know I didn't say it before but I've been wussed my man as well we check the derech שעודם Reitzel Leil Rebo. Yeah. The Dara Shodom, Reitzel Leil Rebo, my business. You understand? That even takes it a step further. Anyway, L'chaim, L'chaim. The Nitzke Zendich, the Rebbe, Dova Matan Aguf, the Matan, the Asher, the Tvachim, the Uyga, the Eim, we should remember, that it's up to us. You know what I mean? It's up to you. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if you could just knock it into your head. If you could just knock it into your head. Don't say for real. Maybe you have to think about it every day. Knock it into your head. There's no this, there's no that. There's you and there's what you're going to do. And that's what's going to happen. Somebody can help you a little bit. You have to so mad, you have to so vintage. But in the end it's you. And what choice are you going to make? I said before, the Derech Shod Meitzid, Meilech, Bob, Melich and Eisei, that's why you're teaching it. That means that even if you make the right choice, the truth is, what you really want could happen. Can't get that day. The famous expression in English, I don't know where it came from, it says, be careful what you pray for. It might actually happen. Be careful what you wish for. It might actually happen. So that's the chat. Who is Belfer? Anyway. I thought that one of the pshat in the rabbis, Moshav is going to wish, Atat Hashem, Yitzhak. There's a couple of types in that. One type is, rabbis, Moshav is going to wish, and Baruch Hashem, Atat Hashem, Yitzhak. Baruch Hashem, all the plans that I had, and all the real desires I wanted, God made them fail. Because if it actually happens, who knows where I would end up, you understand? That's one pshat. Anyway, L'chaim, L'chaim, ונש כזן צריך לראות את הממת הנגוף הממת מה שאתה רואה הוא יהיה לך ולכה
You're the person that's to grow up. That's it, you know. It's a sad story, you have to be born, I know. It was very nice living in your mother's womb. It was so good. so delicious, it was so yummy, it was so enjoyable, it was so great. And they had to be born. And the first sign of life, they start crying. And then we know you're right. And why are you crying? Because Bakor Chatechai, you were ripped from your mother's womb. It was so good, it was so geschmack, it was so enjoyable. Now you have to deal with stomach aches and gontonal, diarrhea, and a winner, stuff like that, you know. This is torture. So what does it mean to grow up? To be a shtickle independent. So we know after family and the day we should left them in our hands. So I'm not on the kud. No matter how high we reach, there's still that idea that there's going to be a menagit. And no matter what level you reach, no matter which sphere you cleave onto, there's still going to be something there where it's going to be your decision that's going to make the difference. And Mechem Zorah said, look on the kud. That comes even before that. You remind me, they printed over here last week. Acha Avayel Kechen Telech, it's Oshin Chav. So he brings another pasuk in Tanakh somewhere. Where there's also a lesson where it speaks about following Hashem. And it says over there, there's a roar of a lion. And then comes the following of Hashem. So if I remember correctly, reading the Shabbos, what's the idea of the roar? The roar is the idea of, you have to realize that I can't give my present. In other words, it dawns upon you one day what the battle is all about, the two sides. That this is a bracha and that this is a krala. That itself is an awareness. And that's part of the Lord, and I can't even say it's a bracha or a krala. In other words, a clear definition of the parameters. I've done a Perek Tes Netanya. What Perek Tes Netanya? First, it's all theory, it's all very nice. Little Perek Aleph, Tesfan, Cholish Yisrael, Lechatzal, Lechavirash, Shteyne Poshis. When you come to Perek Beis, you're talking about an actual kiss. When you come to Perek Gimel, he has also Kekes. Perek Dalet, the Stere Mitzvah. Levushim, Perek Hei, Tere Befad. Perek Vav, is about evil, Zalim Azeh. Take Zion, what happens particularly when you do have areas, and what Kutas Mega, and what Shos Rotmeyas, and Perichet Vitamins is all being done. So it's all very nice, it's all concepts, it's all theory. Perichet is a message, Mamish, after we have all the concepts, and then good and evil, and then God, and Taylor, and Mitzvah, and Shams Yisrael, and all that stuff. Now it boils down to you, and the battle which is raging in your body. As a shnei melachim, the two kings of Israel, each one must control your city, of your body. So in other words, it's stopped to become personal. We're talking about your situation, your condition, your reality, and how there's a battle raging in your reality, and you're being pulled from two sides. You know that Al-Tareb doesn't elaborate what the Rav Shabbat is going, maybe. He goes on a whole page talking about the Rav Shabbat kids, and the Rav Shabbat is just like, hey, one more. You know, the complete opposite of everything you said before. Because you don't have to go into the details. What's in the Kudu? After all the concepts, even before a person realizes assignments, what is good and what is evil, there's nothing to discuss, but there's a concept called good, there's a concept called evil, and there's a concept called condition, there's a concept called clipper, and there's a God, and there's Tony, and there's myth, and blah, 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 blah. Then we have to boil it down to you. Not only Kivis Elikim Tay, but Kivis Elikim Ritay, yeah? That's Russian. So in other words, it has to become personal. So this is another Likud over here. V'nei anechi nesim matnechem ayim Simon! Where does it start from? A distinction. That there's right and there's left. That there's bracha and there's klova. and if this is taka, this is taka brother, and if this is taka clever. So what's it going to be? Before you have this roar, and you realize that there was a bracha and there's a klala, and that maybe I made the wrong turn, and it's got to stop, then before that nothing can happen. Before the kibiyach of Ali Kechim Talichim, which is Kabbalah, which is the lowest level, which is connected to the highest level, which is the Ma'am Tav Yisrael Yisrael, Achav of Ali Kechim Talichim, which everyone should learn to live, the Kamayim of Kabbalah, before that you have to realize that there's good and there's bad, and there's right and there's left, and there's bracha and there's klala. The stickle of wind, it's the stickle of distinction. Today I just saw my mother, I invaded the middle of the commandment. When he connects, he says, Bech Neshach, he goes to the whole deal, Bech Neshach. That's why he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bech Neshach, it's very way, let the axis of wind, you know, now, the Chagrob, you just slept out of bed. It's a chim of gas, you know, 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 I said, what's the first bracha? And they said, Sach Ribina, Lach, me yeh me mama. I said, it is a Lashon, I asked the Yugo. He said, Sach Ribina, Lashon Yeh, in the bracket. I know, I said, Sach Ribina, Lashon Yeh. But that's the Chmamish the word. Reh, 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 The first bracha you make in Bechad HaShachar, you thank God that there was a chicken talking to yourself that understood to distinguish between Yeh and Valayla, day and night, good and bad. And then for the second bracha, Pekech Yivin Man, the Lev HaShav says, Zee and Mushis. That's already taking the first Nekuda, which was maybe peripheral, becomes pervasive. There's a general awareness that there's good and bad, but here's a... Anyway, talk upon him, what's the first step? The first step is, Ahachim Be'yim Ve'Meyla. That Miami doesn't mean it down, but everyone knows the famous series that talks about Apachim and Ndach, the first bracha, is that quote from the Birchus of Tzayim? Is that the first bracha for our needs? Anybody knows of it? It is. So now I was, I spoke to a couple of people, the Shabbos, I saw Meir the Galashim, which I don't know why the Rabbi didn't come to it. It's unbelievable, the Sikhs, the Rabbi brings it down, once in the Kutu Sikhs, I looked in the Sikhs, he brings down Stam of Earth. The Rambam says, look at three of the Peri Beis, and the thousands of them real, they're meaning like a Christian. And they try to convince people, this is a very, very, this is the most powerful source for the anti-missionaries. So, the Gamliel said that the Minim and the Christian were trying to steer the Yidin away from Hashem, so he was sacking another bracha, and now I'll show you how. And the Rambam said, listen, something like this, that because they saw she had Tzeve Chachiga, so this is the greatest need. And the Rambam Muhammad, the bottom, it says, what was the greatest need? The Hasar Atzara Azum Yisrael, to take away this danger from the Yidin. But what it means, in other words, is that what is the Tzedek HaKhigah? What does it mean? Your relationship with Hashem. The Rebbe says in the Kutu Sikhas, when Sikhas for a kid, I'm like Vermeer, Tavshin Men Dawud, and that's when the Kutu Sikhas Chav Zayin, he brings down the Rambam. And he touches it up on the relationship with Yitzhak Hashem, and he also the Indian Tzuli Bechal. So Stam, I don't know why the Rebbe didn't cross from this Rambam, because it's amazing to work. In other words, it's a need. Just like, see this, the Rebbe said the Rambam of Kiv and Ezei HaChei Militani 50,000 times. And it's Allah of Sukhna Rambam. That Yitzhak Yerushalayim said, every Yid wants to do the Yitzhak Yerushalayim. It's only the Rav Shabamas, the devil got the better of him, so you have to beat the devil out of him, and his real wrath will be revealed. That's one Rambam the Rebbe Chazit thousands of times. But this Rambam is also made with the Rambam. The Rambam is Allah, it's Allah. And if you hear the Rambam is up, that's Allah. It's a need. Just like food, just like water, just like sleep, you have a need. And you have a need to have a relationship with God. That's a need. For tzedek, it's just like a physical thing that you pray for in your request. To be successful in business, to have big zoom, to learn Hashanah, to make a chilam Yisrael. It's a need. And that's the meaning of Olam HaShirim. Because there was a disturbance to that, and that's the greatest threat. Something that can stand in the way of our relationship with Abishah. So, therefore we have to put in our prayers, which is our need, for Kosher Tzedekah, this prayer. Unbelievable, Allah. The Rosh Rambam is the Chmamish, unbelievable. I'm just wondering, I didn't look up the Gemara yet, where it comes from. And we have to see in the Rishonim if there be any other, in the Gemara or Tesis or Rashi, whatever, there's any of the Lord Emmas over there that brings out the same point. that it's a need. Anyways, how do we get to this? Oh, so one of the first brachas over there is Atachim Rodin Das. It's the first bracha. After Shiel HaKadosh, we talk about the brachas that are talking about the Yiddish, then we come to the first bracha that we're asking for. What's the first bracha we're asking for? Atachim Rodin Das. You should have some brains. Start getting into what Das means. Like in the saga we asked about 60 times during the Yiddish, the Rebbe just blew him away. We were getting on the course of Gorilla, Shalapidus. Actually, from Gorilla Das, I'm not sure. But it was a wild videotape, which everyone should see every once in a while. You see a gill in the kuz, and the guy keeps on listening to the Rebbe, spit a bruch for a clear cup. Spit a bruch for a clear cup, because it's like he was just shocked. The Rebbe was the fury and the wrath of God that revealed itself to this man. He had a big kuz. And he was like so shocked, he was like, he was standing back, he was like, he didn't believe this was actually happening. He asked the Rebbe why the Chassidim not sleeping in the sukkah, the babishes. And the Rebbe just unleashed a revelation of godly affinity. And he drew that rock. It was unbelievable. You know what Gilead Kus? Because I'm having a little bit of time. Whenever the Rebbe used to mamish get really angry for bangers, I used to enjoy it very much. It's terrible to say it. I said it many, many times. But you know why? Because only the Rebbe could go wild like that. And when the Rebbe was 90 years old and was screaming, I was there, I was very just touching the base, and Mamash was enjoying it. Because I was thinking that the old man still going strong. It was made it. Unbelievable. Baruch Hashem! That's the gilui of Gvur Gatsilis. The truth is, Atachati, how could I be happy if the Rebbe is upset? That's disgusting. It's disgusting. Because if you really talk a chosin of the day, I should let him have him. So that did tell me. True. And that can bother me. But on the other hand, there was always the other side of me thinking to myself, you know the kurs. From the shlila, I'm all the tchitifa in yada, and from the chit. Sometimes you see a gilui of the shlila, of the gvura, you're tachlis in Ethanasia. So if you want to see a revelation of a tzadda gomel, you have to see a revelation of tachlis in Ethanasia. Anything less, just the tzadda shem gomel, who needs to that? Who needs tzadda gomel stuff, you know what I mean? So if you see tachlis in Ethanasia, you see tzadda gomel stuff. So after the problem, when you see that video, and that you hear this, you see a gilui of the kurs. And the guy who asked the Rebbe for bracha the whole time, Rebbe chbet bracha for akwalka. And by the way, the whole time I was watching the video, I was thinking to myself, so often I am in. A chassidah shibur mach klal the cup. I am in chabay tamas. So all you have to do is to just learn chassidah and have a klal cup. But anyway, that's not what I was because he asked for a klal cup. Look at that yay yay. It says klal, I get a klal cup. Then I'm in a word chassidah mach klal the cup. Anyway, so what's the nekudah? What's a klal cup? If you want to say, you mean that, have dog in the night. That's why we say the bracha, Atachin Atonu, by Atachin. To make the madhu, the kiddush lachet, the nevachesh, the yeh mashvila, the yeh shmeh maizu. How do we know how to distinguish between what's holy and profane, what's holy and mundane? We die. So first of all, we see the first bracha we make in Bech Zashacha, Hanayf Musaq, Ibn Al-Hakim, and the Lord. The first bracha we make in Shmeh Nesha, Atachin Al-Ndach. The first step that I made with Hashem, yeah, and if he makes me make my yay, it's a bracha, it's a klal, it is a bracha, it is a klal. You still what's going on over here, Raven? Use your brain. Das. You know what I'm saying? What happens when a person knows what's right and what's wrong? What happens when a person knows what the bracha and what the klala? So if you would hold him out of love and wouldn't manage, I would feel that this is the bracha and this is the klala, so that I'd become a tzadigama for sure. But since we're a shaitan and mahish, a person can always smoke with that thing, and he still smokes. So if you know the bracha is a klal, he still doesn't have it. Why? Because he's shaita. But What can happen at the very least is two things. Two things that could happen. And both things are very important. The first thing is Amach HaMachor. He knows that this is not the way it's supposed to be. This is wrong. This is bad. And the second step is that he has a yearning to be good. Even if he's not there yet, that he's good. And even if he didn't acquire the good, he doesn't possess the good, but he has a yearning to be good. And these two yearnings is a very important step. First of all, the machal, and second of all, the desire to be good. First, let's talk about the machal. Sometimes I want to give you some money. We were in the sixth grade, we had a school, so we were sharing with our mouth here, and we were kind of came to the whole class, and our mouth, 10 kids were there. I was one of the kids. And we were in my mouth, we were making touch on the club, and then I left the practice here in the school. So we learned about that year. And we were able to provide you, and what does it mean to Macho? And I made this check. If the Baal HaBos comes back is the Baal HaBos comes once in 3 years, when you were already in the field for 2.5 years, and the Baal HaBos makes a macha, that this field doesn't belong to you, that it's not your field, so the field goes back to the Baal HaBos. So what does it mean, Avodas Hashem? And Avodas Hashem means that the Nefesh of the Kiss has to make a macha. So in other words, even though you disobeyed it one time, two times, three times, four times, 670 times, this golfer, he's still going to curse me out. So what do you know? I got money, he's a friend of mine. So in Mela, I told myself, if you did the same avera 670 times, or 770 times, in the space of 2.5 years, how many times can you do this avera? Ask Raven. Whatever. So the mailer, what do you have to know? Make a call! Make a protest! Surely West, come inside! Hey! Don't take this anymore. That's it! That's the next of the kisses to do. And even though it could be they have to protest forever, several other days, we die. What's the kasha? But the bottom line is, the cold man, you don't make the macho. Means that he's karabi, he's karash, man. Well, man, he was doing a compound, but man was sitting on the track, he didn't see the train. He's karabi, he's karash, man. Well, man, if you make the macho, it's not just karabi, he's karash, man. You still hope, you still a fighting chance. You made the macho. And the purpose of the macho is that some goes off. As a result, there's anything you're struggling to capoeira for the Nefesh of Bahamas. They shouldn't be a carbon to the Nefesh of Bahamas. But then you should go back into the right ownership. You should take control. It doesn't make a difference 2.5 years. The field really belongs to the owner. But what do you have to do? Make a macho. How are you going to make a macho? The only way you can make a macho is if you know that this is bracha and this is chol. Cold man, you don't know that this is bracha and this is klola, you'll never, ever, ever make a macha. Right. If you don't know that this is good and this is bad, and that this is bracha and this is klola, then it's impossible for you ever to make a macha. I told you this about those, I heard from Melech work on. He gave me a Melech Gishtik. He was once a brain. So there is a word 9 days, we say over there, the Bichat HaShach, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ki Muyu Matsumim, Baki B'Shat, and the Maim Elamatim, that he just got out of bed and he messed up. Even though that Maim Gufi, he says, even to be Zeichet, to the Baruch Atah, you have to have Kish Mishal Mitzah. So it still comes down to you. But the Peh Maim is the Gilu, he should live for the Matzah Atah. The Bichat HaShach. And there was a man who was once a brain. I said about Mr. Ishtagunim. He was talking about Davin Baveda. I didn't seriously get involved, etc., etc. So you started saying, so you're going to get your Davin. זה מתאמור לבון, זה יציק לי ביג איבד. יציק לי ציבי, שי... יפון המיסטיקס, יפון די פייס פיפול, יפון די רייטיוס פיפול. I want to tell you something, you're never going to have as much money as you could in my life as if you all of a sudden decide to become full. You know what I mean? All of a sudden you decide to adopt properly, everyone is going to tell you the first day by breakfast, mm, the food is right. And you say, yeah, we don't really need you. 2 seconds ago, you said, I don't know, sugar, when the ball missed the basket, of course. And now, all of a sudden, you're not like, hey, Jimmy, get me, man, we're wasting your time. So the mailer, when we all of a sudden decide to start davening, I'm telling you, 55 people are going to start here, with the most room you are, what did it talk about? So the mailer was also praying, so he said, if you're davening, and you take it serious, and people say, come rigid, come groovy, come, are you there? So you have to know the truth. I said, Adrabba, Adrabba. You screwed up. You messed up. You're still doctors. You need help. Intensive care. Are you?
I see you.
You need trusted help. Like somebody wants to talk to me. The only solution for you is intensive for brains. Talk upon him. You have to know the truth. And what's the truth? The truth is your mamish need intensive care and attention. You should know that it's going to help him. Yuli matumim. Baruch atah Hashem. Bich tashachar. You understand what I'm saying? You need a couple of really high doses injections. You understand? Constantly, non-stop. Stop davening for a couple hours straight. Because every second if you're not hooked up, you're going to drop dead. You understand? So it's not the fact that you feel good after yourself. Oh, if you dive in times, I felt good. You're not going to feel good. You're not going to feel special. You're going to understand that you're pushing worse than everything else. You shock the cold of a hustle. And I'll tell you something, you can give him an amazing kid to rock him. And if I feel the cold of him and cool of him, I'll tell you that, hey, hey, Ben Eskenosh, who are you talking about? The guy was just a mizrach man. You understand? And the whole shul looks at him and says, he's the chokhan, he's the rabbi, he's the chiddush yid. We go for him for advice. He's an upright, standing citizen of our community. And he's one of the noble people in our midst. You understand? That's what we're talking about. Call Aylam Kulei Aylam Chotabagata. If Kotei is not Kalei Aylam Kulei, Tei is not, maybe it's not going to get shit to Kalei Aylam Kulei. You know what I'm saying? One person had a bad word to say about it. He was so great. That's the person we're talking about. And what does he have to know? He has a condition. What type of condition? A deadly one. Hey, Benach, a kid, Osher. You got a problem, mate. It's a very serious, grave condition. And only if you realize this condition and you understand that it's possible to explode into a fatal situation every single second, then you'll remain alive. You understand what I'm talking about? So the person who realizes, like Mabel said, that's a kid. It's not because you're special, you don't have to feel good about yourself, you don't feel happy, oh, you don't have to feel good, fuck it! Chos tak robin af Shabahamis, that's a machshav is the Chavishas left, the Shach is the cold of a hosser, and therefore I personally need intensive care. And therefore the fact that I sat in the shul today for 10 hours, doesn't mean I'm better than anybody, it's not worse, therefore I need the solution. That's it. Other people, I don't know what to do. And I know how bad my situation is. And because my situation is so bad, therefore I need so much injection. So I can tell him, getting back to the same boat over here. What's the first step? I know someone said, you know, Atachim was Das, Reya Reichelis was Reich Mayim, and so Bracha was Akwal. The first step is Lahatchim Mayim and Leif, Bracha Kwal. Once you realize Bracha Kwal, number one is a Macho, that's what we're talking about now, and number two comes another Nikudah. If you have a desire, Akupanim, to change, to aim for higher. So you can sort of say, here we're not obeying, and here we're not talking about two people who are having an argument. Remember this. Two people having an argument about the kids who are going to study the So one parent was arguing 100% of the kid should have the secular study. Another parent was saying, hey, it's finished, Chas v'Shalom. So the parent that was saying that Chas v'Shalom is, so the other parents, personally, you such a hypocrite, you know. You do this, you do that, you do that, you don't want your kids to do this in English. Maybe there's more to the story, I forgot, but I can find a real Israelite bringing. But the big difference in this parent and that parent. So what is the difference? What's the difference? Passion difference. It's a difference between Shita and mistake. The parent who wants the kid to learn English in Rahman al-Islam, it's a Shita. It's his ideology. It's a school of thought. It's his mindset. It's his opinion. That's a good thing. So therefore that parent is like a messed up attack. Now thinking the parent who let's say is not the best role model. In fact, he's doing something foolish because you say, in order to the words should be listened to, you should be the Vachaya. But at the same time, when people say you're a hypocrite, it's not really true in a certain sense. Why? Because just because he's sick, does he want his kid to be sick also? No! Those parents that have TVs in the bedrooms and none of the kids watch television, I can understand it. Just because I'm an addict means that you should be one too. No way! I'm sick, Ahmed, I'm sorry, you understand? But you shouldn't be sick. I'm going to save you. So that's also a madrega. You understand? That's the second madrega we're talking about. First of all, there's a madrega. They have to know what's your name, what's lila, what's brach, what's fella. The second madrega is even if you're not holding by the right level, at least I'll tell them what you're aiming for that. Maybe you didn't get rid of the television today. You'll get rid of it tomorrow. And talking one day, talking will get rid of it. You know that it's wrong. You know that it's terrible. It's not a shit about you. It's a mistake. I didn't make the same mistake yesterday, today, but this. That's Takasha. Anyway, I can tell you, it goes together with the vote.
So it's funny.
As I wish to say, there was in the passage where Tzitzit has come back to this for today. It's a very important word. So if you wish to say this word, the past of Tzitzit where Tzitzit has come back to this for today means that they wish to took you out of the servitude. Servitude. That is it. The servitude of Egypt. That you were slaves by their father. I think it was the mayor's, what was it, the Pshitsche, the Kotsky, one of the two, the Taish Tov, the Tzitzit, the Mitach, the Tzitzit, the Mitzrayim. The first step of going out of Mitzrayim is, the Tzitzit, the Mitach, the Tzitzit, the Mitzrayim. That you went out of the acceptance of Mitzrayim, in other words, out of the tolerance, that you could accept such a lifestyle. In other words, you made a Macho. He said, we cannot live such a lifestyle. This is not for us. In other words, the Shingahata did hair from Hechus. And I first did that birth, I reminded myself when I went to Russia, you go to a city, you go to Moscow, it's a thick, cold place. The whole place is gray. Gray. That's the only word I can tell you. It's gray. No, last time to the Tbilisi, the Lichtiya Plav, Leningrad is also pretty cool. The Moscow is over there. That is bad as a desert, but I can tell you. I was only there once in my life for 1 month, for some and then diamond. Anyways, I can tell you. So you go and see to Moscow, everything is clean. Everything is beautiful. And they take pride. There's no crime in Russia. There's no pollution in Russia. I spoke about it many times. I'm just kidding. The Muslim in Islam is loving Arami. Hey, you don't love him. He smiles to you and at the same time he can take a knife and stick you in the stomach, no problem. And he kisses you to see if you have jewels in your mouth. That's Russia. We love you. You understand? So when you go to the hotel and you turn on the television, so they show you life in America. Disgusting. It's terrible. And you see one of these bag ladies from Central Park working with the trolley in Central Park. And then she walks over to one of the rubbish bins and goes like this. And she takes something from the rubbish bin and puts it in her crown. And she sits down on the park bench and goes like this. You understand? That's life in Russia. I mean in America. But life in Russia, it's against the law to be unemployed. And it's against the law to be homeless. So what does that mean? Number one, we have 75 babushkas, 75-year-old babushkas that stay on escalators. With escalators from one floor to the next on the metro, and you have old ladies, 75-year-olds, that their job is to stand there and watch the escalator going up and down. Every single floor in every single hotel has another lady whose just job is to sit by desk and do nothing. Then also you have people that are 75-year-old babushkas with brooms sweeping the streets. But I want to say another thing in Russia. There's no other country in the world that has so many repair shops. What does repair mean in Russia? What's the word for it? There's a word. Anyways, I asked somebody what does these letters mean, because every single second store, the word repair is at that. Because you can't buy a new studio, you can't buy a new weapon, so you have to repair it. So every single store in Russia is a repair store. And a good one. Anyway, so it's against the law to be unemployed, and it's against the law to be homeless. And what does it mean? Oh, you know what it means against the law to be homeless? Then we have to have a flat and share it with 72 other families, and each one gets a square foot place to lay down. Because it's against the law to be homeless, and it's against the law to be without a job. And everything is clean and beautiful and perfect, and you go on the metro and you go on the streets, and it's takaya. And each family has like 1.25 kids, I don't know what. As you look at them, it looks like a normal city. People look like, I mean, they don't look happy. But it looks like there's control, it looks like there's cleanliness, but you're thinking to yourself, once you take the freedom, and you come from America, so how could somebody living in Russia be happy? How does Shaykh? And the acts of being controlled, and watched over, and being told rubbish, and being told that this is Pravda, this is the truth. Well, it's the same hate from the truth. How could we be happy? It's the first answer. The answer is, the obnish kinder hef, and that is there's another taste of freedom, there's another soul that is higher, so it's not possible for them to conceive of a better way of life. So therefore, this is life, and it's good. Almost like the women, the Hungarian women, like that, you know, they enjoy it, it's good. Because they have no concept of anything higher. And for that matter, you can say, Bechal, everybody except the Lubavitches. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway. So, in other words, why is it a good life? Because they have the concept of fire. So, once a person gets a bereh, Dan, once they have an image of something which is higher, once you have an image of what's higher, the kurs, Ayin Beit, Samarvot, Samarvav, so then everything else is a klola compared to that. So you understand what I'm saying? Anyway, l'chaim, l'chaim. So we have two nekudas. Number one, with Machra Machor, we gotta make a protest. This one is sheer. They will dwell in Shalom Sheer. Doing, 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 doing. You know, Trump, he's advocating, you have to say every time when the new class is in, learning never ends, and Trump has encountered. So I say, shopping never ends, and you never know, renovations never end. There are a couple of us all in this club. And the honest is, learning never ends. So the first point is, this is the shit, the shit to everything. This is the shiur to letting the Nefesh of Muhammad get out of hand. This is the shiur to take the choice of the klala. Yiffle the shir to look for excuses. And yiffle the shir to blame it on somebody else. And yiffle the shir to be a baby. You have to give the roar that this cannot continue. And together with that comes a desire for something higher. That's exactly what we used to sing the whole time, take me higher. Understand? That's what it's going to be. You gotta be taken higher. It says, the higher the higher, we should be taken higher. But we gotta do it. You can't just ask me the question. We gotta make a choice. In the third element, the higher the higher, and this is under the level that the matter I do, and the matter I said, talk and go, where are you going to the higher? There's another Nikudim which is connected today, a nation of Nechem, Nechem, Ayim, and Zatrach, and Zatrola. I want to say the Shmak Atayich. This is Tala Mama Amusim. It says that the whole Dvarim, that's Zivet Teichach, if Meish Rabbeinu, Zivet Yisrael. So how do we see in these words over here, hey, a moral instruction from Meisha Rabbeinu? One shot I heard was of this. What does the prophet say right there? The bracha is going to come when you listen to the Eibishter. And the klal is going to come when you don't listen to the Eibishter. So I want to encourage, and Meisha Rabbeinu is telling the Yidden, Yishleim 40 years ago, when you went out of Mitzrayim, you just went out of Mitzrayim, you're holding a very low level, so reward and punishment was what was attractive, and that was the motive, but you do the right thing because you'd be rewarded, and you won't do the wrong thing because you'd be punished, no. I tell you, the old Amorim, that when the Yidden were on the side, they were holding the level of Katnus Gamish. Shakur v'mente Shaitume, they were holding on a very, very, very low level, Ruchnus. So Mele, what was the catalyst? The push. That got to do the right thing was because you're going to be rewarded. It prevented you from doing the wrong thing was because you're going to be punished, too. You understand? That's when you first went on the train. But makes you say over there, hey, I'm making this, I'm making my yay! 40 years of my in the field. And I'm talking to you, talking to you, talking to you. And being mashpia, and learning with your Tere, and still, you have to talk such a sprach. And so bracha that if you do the right thing, you'll get rewarded. And if you do the wrong thing, you'll get punished. And now you should graduate. You should want to do the right thing because the right thing, and not do the wrong thing because the wrong thing. Anyway, that's the line that I was going to put together, we spoke before. I'm talking what did I do for myself? Meret. Wait, fine. Several minutes has been eating the chalv of the chalv of the night of the barbecue. The wheel on the stone. I'm telling you, that's only the chalv of the night. Keep me going. If the wheel kept on going over there for how many years we made up for them, from the time of the triple surface. I know many stories, you know, certain people, and they went this path afterwards. Why? Because they always dreamed about becoming an engineer, or because they always wanted to go to the Israeli army. And half the time, mamish, after I'm doing the bacha for half a year, 3/4 a year, I found out the news, and when I told you I wasn't supposed to come to yeshiva this year either. This is bonus. Truth is, even before this year, I was still dropping out. The other times I heard that before already. Countless. And then after I'm nice, I found that this guy was a dis addict. And this guy is into gambling. And this guy has a relationship with a member of the opposite gender. And you have to realize something. When you're dealing with these situations, then there's like a metal plate. You know, some people get an accident, and they put a metal plate in the brain in the head. And some people, they walk around with metal plates over here. I don't know why, but speak to doctors, I'll tell you that. Some brachas have metal plates. The plates called shields. So shield, whatever you tell them, it just bounces off. No matter what. Why? Because they're psyched out, they're stoned out, they're different neurons. You're talking to them and you're shaking with their head. But they're not there before. They're hooked on, I don't know what. Something else, do you see? Once a person is involved with Miyana from the crazy road, bad news. When you're talking, you're shooting missiles right there, you understand? But there's a special force field, just down, everything just bounces off. So in economy, it's a funny thing for that Moir Shabbat Mahzul Mutif. Something the Khair has got to penetrate. There were so many times that Lachra Maisa of Echmashkana was a Tutsuk. What was really going on the whole time? I shouldn't say this because it's wrong. But sometimes I felt it. Not a firm feeling. Firm feeling. Or maybe it's like 6 calls, you see, you have to hit it many, many times until it makes a dent. You see? Some people love Shabbat, like the Energizer, the bunny rabbit. You see? They get up, bang, they get up again, get up again, and they do it 25 times. Then maybe it builds upon it, oh! I don't know. You understand? So if that's the case, you can let them, let them, there's a Nishkin Egin event, and a lot of Sikhas, a mother, whatever. But has anybody been listening? Well, it's only a violation of Israel, like Melech used to say. He has not mentioned after occasion, she has come out to about the mother's mother. And he has a violation of Israel, there's no difference, no Ba'atah. There's no Ba'atah, he's just going to find another, there's nothing other. No Shinnah. After occasion, she never had a Ba'atah, no Ba'atah. Is it 5 a.m.? Is it 6 a.m.? No change. That's the difference. Anyways, I don't know, I spoke many times that I think of Australia, but you have a practice, whatever. As a matter of human commons, is in a time when you say that yeshiva, the Cholateke, African American with camps and color wars and bomb war, and it's party time. I got it there, but you have a problem, that's just a mile without the discourse of the shop. Over here, Chafov is a Seder Yeshiva. Over here, the Adorim, Yehim, Kedim, 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 Lad, Chafov is Rosh Hashanah, is Seder Yeshiva, B'chol HaTekis. So even if it was a person who, for whatever reason, till now, didn't prepare himself properly for Rosh Hashanah on the other side of the world, and it wasn't his fault, because he's coming from camp, but in this side of the world, Baruch Hashem, we could prepare ourselves properly. So Taka Abayim Yehim came in the place of God, and Taka Sirius Abayim Yehim. It happened in 40 days. So you can dive in, you can learn, and get serious. And this is also connected with another Nikudya, which we didn't say so clearly before, but Eichet Kem Azavi, in the room from Eichet Kem Azavi, Eichet Kem Azavi, Eichet Kem Azavi, Eichet Kem Azavi, is that there's no gray area. It's Eichet time, it's Eichet time. And you don't find your very involved when you speak about what's Sutra Akhara. What is Al-Tarab saying? What's Sutra Akhara? What's evil? Even when you take a knife and you stab somebody, or you take a car and you run over an 85 million lady, and then when you hit her, you go back in reverse to make sure you did a good job. What evil? You name it. You name it. And if it's not directly, exclusively, explicitly, openly, clearly directed, so they understand, that's already evil. That's the text of Rachel, the other side. What does the prophet tell us? Yeah, make a nation of Lech Mayim, it's a bracha, it's a klala. No intermediary. That's all. It's either bracha or klala. A lot of people under pressure that they do something. It's kosher. It's not trace. Maybe it's not that kosher, but it's kosher. It's powerful. So the first thing that Bach has to know is there's no state of status. Even if it's 100% ungehalten, or it's 100% nicht gehalten, that's in the Kudah of Yiddishkeit. Now who did you see this, the goal we shake and made by the I read this in the book, and then I saw in a couple of days after by Zohar Pratis. Somebody once asked the Kotzke about the Pitche, after he passed away. Somebody asked him, what was the most important thing to your Rebbe? So he answered, whatever he was doing at the moment. And then he said, what was the most important thing to your Rebbe? Whatever he was doing at the moment. In other words, Whatever he's doing, cooperate with the man. Alles in den ganzen Leben gehalten, alles in den ganzen Licht ist gehalten. Es ist in den ganzen Licht gehalten, so you're involved 110%. What was the most important thing to the Rebbe? Whatever he was doing at the moment. Because whatever he was doing was 100% was gehalten, and amazing, he was 100% involved. The time is precious. Time is precious. The 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 guys are going to be so bored. You can't imagine. I'm telling you. All of a sudden you have so much free time. And I don't know what to do with it. I'll tell you. It's like, go to some 70, like give me an Italian, what you want. Cool. What are you going to do? What are you talking? You prepare yourself now, get yourself in control. And every minute, Taki, what was important, whatever you're doing at the moment. So in a situation where you have free time, it's like, you're never going to be bored. What did I tell my kids? I'm never bored. I'm never going to be bored. It's hopeless to tell me, please make it, so I promise you. What am I going to learn Babylon, what am I going to learn Shalom, what am I going to learn Magal, Litva, Rajbach, some safer, so much to do. Here in the museum, Ksulian. To me, it's not a baby, it's Kishmak. I mean, yeah. ואנחנו נראים כשמאק כשמאק אהב לא תדעים אהב לא תדעים אני לא יודעים לבוא כמה שאתה לא יודעים כמה שאתה לא יודעים כמה שאתה לא יודעים לא כאלה דו נבח אדון לא ג'וש בו נס פריאס לא שם אנחנו פה נראים תדעה אותה קבוצה You gotta find a spot in the fair, you know what I mean? And when you get to the spot, without any supervision, mamash, it's a big mistake. Stop now. After the Bachrin, let's finish the trees in Australia. And we're going home. You gotta go to Abuzon, you gotta go to Shabbat night! Shabbat night! This ain't gonna happen here, baby. It ain't gonna happen anyway. You understand? So maybe there's nothing as part of it. It's either 100% you're making a decision which is the right decision as the bracha, or you're making a decision which is the wrong decision as the bracha. Anyway, this is a heart of my mind, Sarigi Shmi, Shem HaGesh Nivayet, Chayim Chayim, Hanishki Zandik Nirev Ndol Lomata Nagov, Lomata Nasar Tzachim, Vahuy Galayim Chayim Chayim Chayim. I got a story, Stama. I got some of Nebik. Connected to the Bachar, talking about the questions of the time. A chassid was repeated when he was at Fabrein, or at Levi, in the time of Simchas Torah at Fabrein. And the davening of the Shara Rabbah stated that Prochem. Prochem means flowers. And there were a group of Bachar that were by this Fabrein. And as Bacha said, I didn't remember most of the things that we discussed then because it was none of the Kabbalah. And it really was very much of the Kabbalah. So you didn't understand most of the things that were being said. The one word that he said, I remember. Since there was a group of Bacha in there, so the Levi spoke to them. And he told them that Bacha means flowers. And we find also the Indian of this word used concerning Bachar. Pechi HaKohuna, or Pechi Kohuna, what's the Russian? Pechi Kohuna. Pechi Kohuna, I'm talking about those Kerem that are between the age of 13 and 20. They're called Pechi Kohuna because the beard started growing. See, the real Pechi Kohuna is, I don't know, this beard is growing, he's 11 or 8. But I'm telling you, the Pechi Kohuna is from 13 and 20. So what? 13 and 20 like a flower which is growing, and then how do you call it when the flower goes like this? Blossoms. So the blossoming of the flower means that the blossoming of the beard, the bechorin is developing in a development stage. So maybe told the bechorin. And the pechik u'une are like emes ha'prachim. In other words, when is the time when you reach your full blooming, your full blossoming, and your full fruition and development, because you're aging a circular dwelling. So then the 13 year cup, the cup is in the dash, stigma dash is over full. You got no brains, there's no aging, the chulu. Well, if you become 20, so then you get punished up to 30. And this thing is the plus that from the age of 20, then that's when you really have to start doing it really, isn't it? So when is the level? When is the level of Pichi Kuhuna? Between the ages of 13 and 20, and that's the age when you really develop. And it's a really important word for Bachar. I told all my students to say in the Babaj, before I know said it, but the bottom line was that when you're 50, 40, 15, you're still hot. And afterwards, same story, but Shlomo Chaim Kesselman, I've got the details of the story now. I asked my Shalom to talk to you, but that was the whole point of the Babaj. So that somebody went there when he was 13 years old, and he stayed there, and he stayed there, and he stayed there, and he stayed there. How about over here, you have 1 year of YG in Baruch Shabbat Ram. You understand what I'm saying? Over here, you went into things that feel like a child, if you were a child, and you stayed there for many, many years, you came out a man. The story is from the Chaim, the problem is forgetting, but the bottom line is he wanted to leave and he was supposed to leave for Russia, but he didn't want to miss the Hemshek for Russia. King Pesach, he was supposed to leave, he said, I don't want to miss the Hemshek for Pesach. And as long as he's gone for 5, 6, 7 years, he didn't want to miss the Hemshek for Russia and the Hemshek for Pesach. He pushed his state in the baggage for 6, 7 years. The bottom line of the story was, he came to his parents' home. Finally, when he's like 13, 20, he didn't see his parents. And finally, he comes home. Who is it? Shlomo Chaim. And he opened the door and said, the tailor is shot. They couldn't recognize it. The whole is a totally different person. So in other words, the lesson from the story is, if I can really want to change, if I can go, yeah, I'm home, my heart, I'm home, my life, I'm home, I'm home, I'm home, seriously. In the story I'm saying, when you sabotage to a certain extent, you go away, and you totally lose yourself in the world of my mother, and the siblings, and Taylor. Not that, like you said before, Rabbi Gokowski. Hadim Rebrat, Hadim Morrison. Because Bachel Taylor is double years, and he's an angry year. And we spoke many times. One year I remember after being Pasha Kisavu, comes around, takes a very time, Chai Atiyarim. I remember after being then, the whole point, the whole reason why guys went to Kisavu is because there was never Kisavu in the other. He came to Australia, so you Pasha never landed. And you see me there, but I don't want to get into it, over there. And be a gemurah, we're chulam a gemurah. What does it mean about it? It's got to be a big gemurah. You got to touch it. It's got to be complete. And if it's not complete, it's got to be... You see me there, talks about it.